From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State Kerry says keep the planes on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft.
Mr. Kerry, speaking at a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council, said the efforts to create a viable cessation of hostilities has been dealt a very serious blow.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice.
And then in so many words, Mr. Kerry seemed to be suggesting that Russia and Syria follow the lead of the U.S. when it comes to admitting mistakes.
We don't get anywhere by ignoring the facts and denying common sense. Yes, the coalition did hit people on Saturday. We did. A terrible accident. And within moments of it happening, we acknowledged it.
The U.S. envoy also took aim at his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, saying that he sometimes feels that Lavrov is in a parallel universe. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is asking the public for help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. Federal investigators said during a news conference Wednesday the men are wanted as witnesses only. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say tens of thousands of refugees from several parts of the country, including Anbar and Salahuddin provinces, have returned to their homes after Islamic State militants were pushed out of large swaths of territory by Iraqi government forces and Shiite volunteer militiamen earlier this year. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi media showed video of dozens of people returning to Anbar province's second-largest city of Fallujah. Families that were forced to leave the city during fighting to expel Islamic State militants earlier this year are starting to trickle back in, albeit under extremely close government scrutiny. Fallujah Police Chief Colonel Latif Jamal told Arab media his forces were just doing their job. He says that security measures are imposed temporarily until law and order is restored in the city and that security personnel are doing their jobs and imposing the law fairly on everyone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Arab media reports that Islamic State has begun to dig a moat around Mosul to try and stave off an eventual assault by government forces. The Iraqi military and its Shiite militia allies are reported to be close to the center of the nearby town of Shirkat. The U.S. government granted Airbus a license to sell 17 airplanes to Iran, a landmark deal announced by the European aircraft company on Wednesday. The initial agreement in January, estimated to be worth nearly $25 million, was made possible by last year's nuclear agreement, which lifted sanctions on Iran on the condition it curb its atomic program. Iran Air agreed to buy several different types of planes, which it needs badly to upgrade its fleet of passenger jets, which were subject to years of sanctions and suffered from a lack of maintenance. A knife-wielding attacker was shot by Turkish police outside the Israeli embassy in Ankara on Wednesday before he could harm anyone, according to Israeli officials. Turkish media reported two people attempted to enter the facility, but after walking past the embassy several times, the men raised the suspicions of the guards on duty. Law enforcement agencies in Charlotte, North Carolina are bracing for the possibility of more street protests as they continue to investigate the fatal shooting of an African-American man by a black police officer. Protesters clashed with police and shut down a major highway Tuesday night and early Wednesday after 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was killed. He was shot by a plainclothes police officer who was looking for a criminal suspect in an apartment complex. Police say they have video from the scene of the shooting but do not intend to release it to the public at this stage of the investigation. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.